Blog Talk Radio.
Besim Ab, Wewelid, Women Fesik Adus, Ahadu, Amlak, Amlak, Ye Ehud, on Sundays, the first day, Ehud. Eunetin yemiya darig hullu senbetinim yemiya kabur sadik no. Wada egziab her yetemelese metz atenya kahizbu yilayen yuhonin aybel. Eunetin yemiya darig hullu senbetinim yemiya kabur sadik no. Righteous is he who does truth, and honors and glories and celebrates the Sabbath. May he not question whether he will be outcast from the multitudes if he was to repent to Exiavir, to the Sustainer, and enter into the worship of Elohim. Righteous is he who does truth, and honors and celebrates and glories in the Shabbat.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no unrighteousness,
no unrighteousness.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Beni u ven bnei Yisrael oti le olam ki sheshet yamin Asa Yahuwah Et HaShemayim Ve'et HaAretz Ua Vayom HaShevi'i Shavat Shavat It is a sign between I and the sons of Yisrael. Beini u vein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, he. Beini u vein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, le'olam. For she, it is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael le'olam, for I the le'olam. Ki yashashet yamim asah Yahuwah, for in 6 days. Ki yashashet yamim, he who be, we be made asah Yahuwah. Jehovah made et hashamayim, the heavens. Ve'et ha'aretz, and the earth and the earthly plain. U'vayom ha'shevi'i, and on the seventh day. U'vayom ha'shevi'i, Shavat ha'vayayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat ha'vayinafash. Vayinafash, and rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat vayinafash. Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom. Again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song. We have song time according to the royal horde of Ethiopian.
Psalm 35.
Mizmor Lamedhe Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Riva Adonai et Yerivai, 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 Yerivai.
Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me.
Let's strive with me.
Let's strive with me.
Let's strive with me.
Let's strive with me.
Leham et Lohamai, 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 Lohamai.
Fight against them that fight against me. Fight against me. Fight against me. Fight against me.
Ahazek magen vechinna, vechinna, vechinna.
Take hold of shield and buckler, and buckler, and buckler.
Vekuma, kuma, kuma.
And stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up.
Ve'ezrati, ve'ezrati, ve'ezrati.
For mine help, for mine help, for mine help, for mine help.
Ve'harek hanit usgor likrat rodefai, 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 rodefai.
Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute
them,
that
persecute
them,
that
persecute
them,
that
persecute
them,
that
persecute
them, that
persecute
them,
that
persecute.
Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation,
thy salvation,
thy salvation,
thy salvation,
thy salvation,
thy salvation,
thy salvation.
Emor lenafshi. Yeshuatech, Ani,
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 Ani.
Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation,
thy salvation,
thy salvation,
thy salvation,
thy salvation,
thy salvation.
Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself, and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise
all the day long, 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 all the day
long, all the
Jerusalem, not even afraid of Boko Haram. Ganja fill my Ukaram, Vatican, na dirty one. Cause in a me dream, me reach a star. Nothing for teach, so preach a guan. Sit down in a me beach afar. The water deep, the beat a fart. Caporeal release was fast. Tutorials, me teach a class. Seven a task, a each a part. Socrates, not even task. No Rome, no Greece, no Peter Pan. No John, the Chris, and Isaban. How you eat the Easter bun around the feast. And beast a come, and in a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb, and dead no walk. Something so cool, the sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the scrolls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb, and dead no walk. Something so cool, the sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the scrolls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Must be beat with beats a drum. For months, for weeks, the heat a bun. Sun relief, a piece a gun. No drum, no creep around for fun. Looking around, a purge a some. Use a town, a splurge a rum. Drink around, go murder young. Older people learn me song. Now go ease the journey long. Over evil, good belong. Rasta reason, out a plan. And ganja season, pounds and grand police. What beat the youth for ban. Wap on streets, a smoke my cran. Now me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, the sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the scrolls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, the sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the scrolls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Counterpart, 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 counterpart.
Then the Kohen, the priest, shall take the host with his wet hand, and passing his hand over, and upon it shall say, from Psalm 27, verses 8 and 9, I sought thy face, thy face, Oja. Will I seek, hide not thy face from I, put not the eye servant away in anger. The eye has been I, and I help. Leave I not, neither forsake I and I. O Elohai, Hailiyai, the power of my Yeshua, of my salvation. Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat Shalom, Chavarim.
Shalom. All right. Hebrew first words. First words here for the Kaf Chet. Kaf Chet 28. 28. Weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. And a yearly cycle sabbatical studies. Right, for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong. Here we pick up with the Yod Dalet. Yod Dalet chapter, third book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Leviticus. Here we have Sefer Vayikra, Leviticus, third book of Moshe, known as Leviticus chapter 14, the Yod Dalet chapter, Hebrew first words here for this 28th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. Here we have Vayidaberi Yahuwah el Moshe, Leimor, and Yahweh, he who be who he be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, spoke to Moses. Vayidaber Yahweh il Moshe Leimor Zot Tihyeh Torat. This is she. This is the law. Tihyeh Torat. Ha-mitzorah of the leper, bi-yom, in the day, taharato, in the day of his cleansing, with hu ba il ha-kohen, and he shall be brought to HaKohen, and he shall be brought to the priest. Hebrew first words here for this 28th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Mitzorah, ha-mitzorah, the leper. Hebrew first words. Vaidabariah, wal Moshe le'mor, zota tihye torat ha-mitzorah, b'yomata ha-rato. With Huba Ilaha Kohain. Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat.
Shabbat HaGadol, the great Sabbath, Shalom, the Shabbat. Here, we're at the Shabbat, the Sabbath before Pesach. Of course, this is the After Shabbat podcast right here, on the Ear and the Irid. But here, Shabbat HaGadol, the great Sabbath that immediately, the Sabbath that immediately precedes the feast, the festival of Pesach. Now, Passover. Although if we read it, we have like the Passover, the 8 days, but in full, it's a month-long celebration right here. Of course, there's the intermediate days, you know, where, you know, some regular works can do and do go on, but there's some, you know, highlights of it, especially for I and I and Moshiach, Yeshua. But here, the Shabbat that immediately precedes the feast, the festival, the Moed. What is Moed? Moed is an appointment. Moed can be an appointment of time, of place, of space. This word also in Psalm 74. Yeah, slicha, if I'm wrong, but Psalm 74 is the one that says about how they burn up all the synagogues in the land. The Moed, and the tent of meeting is known as the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, sometimes translated as the tabernacle of the congregation, I think in the English, the tabernacle of the congregation. More correctly, the tent of the meeting or the tent of the appointment. So Moed also refers to that. But in Leviticus and elsewhere in HaTorah, we have Moed in the singular sense and the Moedim. So here in Abib, you know, the first month of the Hebrew, we could say the holy year, the Israelite, the holy year. You know, he says, this month, this moon shall be the Rosh Chodashim, the beginning of months, you know, the beginning of moons to you, the beginning of the season. So here, going forward for at least 7 months, because when we come to the seventh month, we come to what HaTorah says is the end of the year. You know, some will say, oh, you can't have two new years. So for some, but it's very clear that when we come to the seventh month, you know, in the cycle of time, proper timekeeping, it's not what ones would usually refer to as a year, but the seventh month seals up these feasts and festivals, the appointments, you know, the appointments, or we refer to sometimes as ecclesiastical in the sense of the kahal, the kehillah, new covenant sense, the church, called out assembly. So we have the Hebrew, the high holy year, you know, or the time period over the seven months, and there are seven feasts and seven festivals that occur in three seasons. While we find HaTorah says that three times in the year shall all the males of Yisrael appear in the place that he chooses to set the Hashem, set his name, Zeya. So here we have the Shabbat HaGadol, the great Sabbath, the big Sabbath, the great Sabbath right here, here, here. You know, so looking at the time and the season, you know, the Pesach Passover season, to bring it into so-called Gregorian terms so we can at least better, you know, see where we're at if we choose to observe. So putting in these terms, we have in this year, April 22nd, you know, then we have for 8 days, you know, 22nd to the 30th, you know, which corresponds, you know, from the Hebrew, from HaTorah, you know, from the 15th to 22nd of the moon of the month. You know, get into some of those details as we move forward, forward, forward. But right here we have a Torah portion, reading and feeding. Look a bit more on the Pesach as we come closer time. So we're basically looking at what is called the Monday, you know, here in this season according to the lunar solar calendar. So from Abib 15th, you know, calculating from the lunar solar calendar and the month of Abib, Abib 15th to 22nd, which corresponds in this year, this season, to the Gregorian 22nd of April to the 30th. But it's basically a month long. The holiday or the season of Pesach, which represents the first of the three times. First of the three times. Let's get into a little bit more detail here, but we have a psalm here to ride up with here in the season, Psalm 35, right here, 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 in this season, at this time, this year. But here, this is standing information, Pesach, the season of Pesach. So Pesach directly, it refers to that Passover, you know, Passover Eve, and in its first manifestation, the ideal manifestation to the Exodus of the Ibrahim, or the Hebrews, also known as the Beit Yisrael, Israel, his son, out of Mitzrayim, out of the two lands, out of Tawi, what is referred to as ancient Egypt. So elsewhere in the Torah, it says three times in a year, right? So we have to understand this correctly. There's seven feasts, seven festivals, so seven festivals through the year, or the holy year, which is directly about 7 months. So how do they occur? Well, they occur in a 3-1-3 kind of a pattern. In other words, here at the beginning, three. There are three, you say, appointments that occur in this appointment. Three of the feasts, let's say feasts that occur at this time. And this is the Pesach, right, season or Passover season. So we have Passover, we have unleavened bread, right, as well as we have the first fruits, right, first fruits. Right, so the holiday of Passover is actually a month long, a moon long celebration, celebration, with of course the key times, and then we have, you know, other time where we can, you know, the intermediate times we can go about our work or regular occupational labor. But as HaTorah says, there are those Shabbat, you know, where serve our labor for the faithful who seek to keep and are able to keep is suspended. So over and over, Pesach, right, is referred to as, like, this time, the month of spring, you know, or the Chodesh Ha'abi. Chodesh, right, the month, the moon, or the renewed time according to the clock, you know. So we have the sun, moon, and stars, but according to the clock, the moon here, we have the Chodesh, right, the month Ha'abib, Ha'abib. Abib, remember Abib, the month is Abib. We spoke about that previously, springtime, Abib, Abebe in the Amharic, to flower, and Abeba, a flower, in the Hebrew, Abib, and the Tel Abib. But the month of spring, the springtime, with the barley harvest, yeah? The month of redemption from HaTorah, right, within the holy, you know, it's known as the month of redemption. Right, also referred to after the Babylonian exile by HaYehudim, the Judeans, as the month of Nisan. But in HaTorah, we have it as Abib. But even with the name after the Babylonian exile, right, of Nisan, right, the word Nisan, some say, may come from or related to the Hebrew word Nitzan. So it's Nisan. But then, in looking at it, we have Nitzan, which means to bud, right? To bud. You find that in the Hebrew of Psalm
of Song, Song of Songs, Shir HaSharim, Song of Song of Solomon, of Shlomo 2 and 12, the bud, which is the Nitzan. Or some link the word Nisan, the post-Babylonian name for the month, with the Hebrew word Nesim. Hail up to Nesim Black, Nesim X, Nesim. What does Nesim mean, Chavarim? It means miracles. Nesim, miracles. Both of these suggest a physical, a five cycle, a earthly, a natural, as well as a spiritual, a soul, psychological, cycle, spiritual resurrection in our lives, the physical and the spiritual resurrection in our lives. Now, others reason on the word, and they say, well, Nisan, right, may be related to the Hebrew word noose, or some might choose to say nawas, from the primary letters nun, waw, and samech, or noose, which means to flee. Both of these is in relation to Yisrael, right? According to HaTorah, Yah's son, they called my son out of Mitzrayim, right? We have Israel's flight from Mitzrayim, from the two lands called ancient Egypt, called Egypt. And Egypt, Mitzrayim, the two lands flight from Yisrael. Now, how is this? The flight from Egypt, one say, yeah, they can see it in the scripts. What was Egypt's flight from Yisrael? Well, when the pursuing Mitzrayim, right, ancient Egyptian army, the cavalry, when they fled, right, Nesim, right, before the sea closed upon them. That was that miracle right there that we have articulated and referenced in Exodus chapter 14, verses 25 and 27. Now, we also see the usage, right, this usage in another verse in Proverbs 28 and 1. The wicked flee, nasu, when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion, R-E-A. Now, Hasatan, the adversarial power, is found in the lie or the deception. If he can make you afraid, you won't think clearly. Establishing your faith, the emuna, your admittance, your amen, your emuna in the emet, in the truth, will embolden you to deal with the lies, with the deception, distortions that are intended. These lies, deception, and distortions are intended to enslave you in fear and phobia, right? False evidence appearing real. As HaAdon Yeshua, right? As the master, the boss Yeshua said, the truth will set you free. In Yohanan, John chapter 8, verse 32. So note that the three spring festivals, or the three festivals, right, the Mo'adim, that occur in the spring, they occur in the month in the Torah of Abib, also known in latter-day times as Nisan, and they overlap, and they run into each other. You know, it's almost like a kind of baton, like, you know, those marathon you pass the baton, so to speak. You know, how they run into each other or connect. We have Pesach, Passover. Then we have the Chag HaMatzot, right, unleavened bread, right? Then we have the Yom HaBikurim. Yom Ha the Bikurim, or the first fruits. The fourth and the climactic spring festival, right, is Shavuot, or Shavuot, which is known as Pentecost in the New Testament, or called the Feast of Weeks, right, as Shavuot or Shavuot. We say Shavuoto, Shavua, the week, Tov. But here we have Shavuot, which is weeks. This is why it's referred to as the Feast of Weeks, you know, because it's those seven weeks plus one day, 50 days known as Pentecost Day. Now, so we have Shavuot is held exactly 7 weeks or 50 days following the morning after Pesach. So in general, the spring holy days, feasts, festivals, appointments, they portray or they illustrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of HaMoshiach. HaAdon was crucified on the Erev Pesach, the eve of Pesach. What's interesting, I think this is where we get the confusion or where the confusion comes down to us from previous generations of the whole Good Friday thing. Because when we say like the Erev, the, you know, Erev of the Shabbat, you know, the Erev is the eve of the Shabbat, right? And the eve of the Shabbat, the annual usual Shabbat, is what people will call a Friday evening. That's what we prepare, the TJIF and other things. We do that in light of that truth right there. But then with Pesach, Passover, and other holy days and seasons in Yah's order, it's that eve that's important. So we have the regular Erev. So when they say like Good Friday, what they got confused with is the usual annual Shabbat and the Erev of the Shabbat, which is Friday evening when the sun is going down. That's when we prepare and that's when we get together for the Seder and the Supper and preparing for the Shabbat day. And know ye not that there's 12 hours in the day. So it's not that we're counting the night. This is another confusion in their seeking to change, you know, times and laws. So we have the Erev of Pesach. So we have Passover, but it's that Eve, the Erev, right? So it's a good Eve, you know, Erev Tov, because the day is a Yom Tov, a good day. Just like with the Friday evening, which is the Erev of Shabbat, what do we say? We say Erev Tov, right? Because the day, the Shabbat day, is a Yom Tov. It is a good day. And so it was those good days, those appointed days, those appointments, right? So HaAdon Yeshua was crucified on the Erev Pesach, on the eve of Pesach, right? You know, that preparation time leading into that, we could say, into that time, right? Buried during the Chag HaMotzi, right, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. Chag HaMotzi, right, and was resurrected on Yom HaBikurim, which was in that year, that season, that time, right, the first day of the Shavuah and 3 days, right, that Shabbat, right, after Pesach. Right? What is that Shabbat after Pesach? Right? We have the third day, and then we have the first day. So basically, he kept his word, 3 days, 3 nights. Now, when you use the whole Good Friday, as it has been misunderstood over the, you know, over the recent ages, you don't get 3 days. You from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's because you say, well, Sunday is the third day, but he was already up before the even day came in fully. It doesn't make sense there. But if you look at it in truth, he was crucified in the middle of the week, which is the fourth day that we would call Wednesday, right? And by time the Sabbath, by time the Pesach was coming in, that was what we would call Thursday, right? That's why Joseph of Arimathea made haste to get a habeas corpus, you know, to get the body, right? So it can be, you know, entombed, right? So by time, we could say the proverbial sunlight went down on the middle of the week, the fourth day of the week, known as Wednesday today, right? Yeshua was already in the tomb, in the belly, you know, you could say the belly of the earth, and those are the Hebrew idiomatic ways of expressing the essential idea. And they went forth to eat the Passover by the evening time. So that's the connection right there with Yeshua crucified on the Erev Pesach. He was buried on the Chag HaMotzi. You know, by time that next day coming in, that first day of the Unleavened Bread, and then was resurrected 3 days later from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we have the first day resurrection, which corresponded with, you know what I mean, the Yom HaBikurim, because it says the morrow after the Shabbat. right? So you check the weekly Shabbat, the Mar after the first day, right? So Shavuot, speaking about Shavuot or Shavuot weeks, was the day that the Ruach HaKadosh fell, right, or came upon, right, the followers, you know, the disciples and the followers of HaAdon, Adonai Yeshua, in fulfillment of the promise that was given by Adonainu, right, by our Adon, our Lord, our Master, our Boss, our Sovereign, right? So this now leads us right here in the prep, you know, the preparation of our hearts and minds right here. We'll go through a little bit more detail, but of course we have to segue, you know, at a particular point, we're going to have to segue into the Mitzvah. And the Mitzvah is also very, 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 very interesting. You know, the cleansing of the leper, you know, and also seeing the foreshadowing, right? The foreshadowing of that within that fulfillment in the Moshiach, Yeshua. But here, and then also touching on leprosy and, you know, the plague and how that connects with Mitzrayim as well, and even the spiritual applications thereof. But right here, we have a psalm, and the psalm also has great interest, Psalm 35. It's almost like a Torah. It's a Torah lawsuit, right? You know, since Torah, the law, right, as it's called, though the actual meaning of is the instructions. But within that, we do have judgments and where one can make suits. So right here, today's daily psalm, Habarim.
Here we have today's daily psalm. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord.
Judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise. All the day long, 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 all the day
long. Mizmor Lamed Hey, Mizmor Lamed Hey, Psalm XXXV from Sefer Tehillim, Psalm 35. Mizmor Lamed Hey. Prayer under persecution. Lit Dawid of David. This psalm should be compared with VII, Psalm 7, and XXII, Psalm 22. This psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malachias Sedek, we have Mizmor Lamed Hey, Psalm 35, which should be compared with Psalm 7 and Psalm 22. It is a cry of distress from David, when he was being hunted by Saul. Now, resemblances have been noted with the language of the book of Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias, in which the prophet also cries out in his affliction. Like circumstances may well account for the similarity, or the prophet may have been acquainted with the Mizmor, even today's Mizmor, Mizmor Lamed Hey, Psalm XXXV, Psalm 35, and used its phraseology. So today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Hey, Psalm 35, Psalm XXXV, from the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, prayer under persecution. The opening 10 verses is the appeal for help. Le David, superscription of David, implication a psalm, Mizmor le David. Le David, Riva Yahuwah eta Yerivai, Leham eta Lochemai, plead, O Yahweh, Riva Yahuwah. Plead my cause, O he who be, we be, with them that plead, strive with I. Riva Yahuwah eta Yerevai. Strive, O Yahweh, O he who be, we be, Adonai, with them that strive against I. Leham eta Lochemai. Fight against them that fight against I. Lechama et lochemai. First verse right here, plead or strive. Riba Yahuwah, plead, O Yahweh, strive, plead. O Hashem, with them that plead against I, Riba Yahuwah eta Yerevai. The phrase, it suggests a suit in a court of law, where the defendant calls upon an advocate to defend him against his accusers, underlying the struggle between Saul and David and David. Was and is, will be, a moral issue. The wanton persecution of the innocent man. If Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, were to decide it, the outcome of the campaign would soon be made evident. Thus, this first verse right here in the opening appeal for help. Le David, Riba Yahuwah eta Yerebai, Leham eta Lochemai. The Aleph verse. The Beit verse. Ha chezek magen withina wikuma be'azrati. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Take hold. Ha chezek
ha-chazek magen, w'china. He-chazek, take hold. He-chazek a magen, magen of shield, w'china. With Sina, take hold of shield and buckler. Ha Chezeka Magin with Sina. Wikuma Bi Ezrati. Wikuma Bi Ezrati. And rise up. Wikuma. 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 With and Kuma. Rise. Bi Ezrati. Bi Ezrati. For my help. And rise up and stand up and stand up. Get up, stand up, rise up. Wikuma bi ezrati. The shield and buckler, the magain with sina. The magain and the sina. Magain with sina. More on this can be found in Psalm 5, roughly around verse 13. Since his accusers have resorted to violence, he invokes Ha Elohim. He invokes Jah as his champion in the fight. In the scriptures, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, is named a man of war. We have this in the Exodus Psalm. We have this in Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. But only, he is only a man of war to help the weak against the ruthless strong. Thus we have this verse here, the second verse, the bait verse. Ha-Chazek amagein with sina. Take hold. Ha chazek a magain of shield with sina, sina, sina. The magain, the shield, and the buckler, the buckler, the buckler, the buckler. Wikuma and rise up, stand up. Bit ezrati, and stand up for ezrati. In my help, for my help, in my help, and stand up and rise up in my defense. Bit ezrati, or for help. Bit ezrati. The Gimel verse, the third verse. With harek achenit usugora likraat rodfai. Amor li nafshi yishuatek ani. Amor li nafshi yishuatek ani. Draw out also the spear and stop the way. Against them that persecute and falsely prosecute I, say to my soul, Amor linavshi, say to she, say to my soul, Amor linavshi, I, thy salvation, I, Yeshuatech, ani, say to my soul, thy salvation, I am thy salvation. Draw out, with harek, draw out also the spear and the battle axe against them that pursue me. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. Draw out, with harek chanit, draw out the spear, with harek chanit. The verb is used of drawing a sword from the scabbard. We have this in Exodus chapter 15, verse 9. Similarly, the spear, the chenit, was kept in a holder from which it was taken when required, in the sense of drawing out a weapon from the holster. So what he says right here, we're harek achenit, draw out. Draw out also the spear. Usugor. Now, it's interesting here because in the Sefer Tehillim, coming from the Hebrew, more Hebrew direct translation, we have the Hebrew there as a witness, we have battle axe. In the KJV, it says, draw out also the spear. That's the first phrase. Then after the comma, it says, and stop. Then you see, italicize the way. Out of italics, against them that persecute me. So the real words there is, and stop against them that persecute me. Draw out also the spear, and stop against them that persecute and falsely prosecute, or against them that pursue bringing it out even more, against them that pursue I. Usgor, 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 likraata rodafai. You rodafai the ones that pursue I. Now, the Hebrew may be the imperative of a verb. In other words, the sense of close up, what we have in the KJV, and stop, and stop. They add in the italicized words, the way, the sense of it, to stop. Because the Hebrew may be the imperative, the command word. The command word as we have, usagor, usagor, u, and, sagor, sagor, usagor, stop, close up. Hence, the authorized version, like the KJV, says, stop, stop the way. Some as Rashi and Ibn Ezra agree with that. Kimchi or Kimchi, he suggested that it was a noun. So others look at this word and see U and Sigor, the Sigor, as actually being a noun and not the imperative of the verb, the commandment to stop, but actually a noun, something that stops something. And therefore, Kimchi and others suggest that it's a noun signifying an implement of war. And this view is now actually what is generally accepted. It was a view that wasn't so much generally accepted, but as one studied, they got to recognize that, yes, we can look at this as a imperative, a command, stop, draw out. Even when you say draw out, in the sense of draw out is a command. So, we're harek chenit, u segor likraat, likraat, against them, or to meet them, likraat, likra'ata rodafai, likra'ata rodafai, to meet them, against them, to meet those, rodafai, I and I, pursuers, 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 say to my soul, this is the key phrase here in the third verse, amor linafshi, amor, to say, the command, say to my soul, say to her, say to my suke, my nefesh, here, Linafshi, amor linafshi. Say to my soul, amor linafshi. Yeshuatech ani. Yeshuatech ani. And this right here is the language of he speaking to she, speaking to my soul, I psyche, I suke, saying to the soul, because the soul without instruction, in Yahweh, truth and life is headed for self-destruction. So saying to the soul, I am he who be who he be. Be, she, I and I suke, I and I soul, salvation, amor linavshi, yeshuatech, ani, ani, ani. Give me the heartening, right? The heartening, to keep it heartical, that message, the message of salvation, that thou, that the I, he who be who he be, will help me, will help her, help my soul, my psyche, to victory. And victory and salvation, Hebraically, is one and the same sense. So salvation is victory. Victory is salvation, Hebraically speaking. So here, this can also be interpreted as, say to my soul, amor linashi, yeshuatech, ani, yeshuatech. Your victory, saying to the soul, the psyche, your victory, ani, ani, I be. So this psalm, to he who be, we be my advocate, and also advocate for my soul, the victory, the salvation, the victory, even the victory of good over evil. So we have these three verses here in the appeal for help. Now, as we move this forward to the first section, which is the first 10 verses, but just getting a groundation even with the first three verses. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Once again, bringing out the emphasis here of the soul, right? What does it profit a man to gain the world and to lose his own soul? The emphasis of the soul and the defense of the soul. Plead my cause. Strive with those who strive against I. Fight against those who fight against I. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up. Rise up for mine help, and in my help draw out also the spear and the battle axe to stop the way of those who pursue and falsely prosecute. I say to my soul, my psyche, yeshuatech ani, the I salvation, I. Yes, I. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Ye boshu, we ye kalmu, Those who seek my ra'ati, my hurt, those who seek evil upon us, let them be ashamed and brought to confusion. The sense of this. Ye boshu, let them be abashed, abased, abashed. Ye boshu, ye kalmu, and brought to confusion. Me vakeshe nafshi, those who seek nafshi, my soul, my psyche. Yisogu ahor. Now here we have that very same, the battle axe, the stop the way right there, where it says right here, let them be turned back, let them be turned backward. Yisogu, them being turned ahor, backward. Where? Yachipru choshve ra'ati. Where? Yachipru choshve ra'ati. Let them be turned back and be abashed. Be abashed. And then abased, brought to confusion. Right? That devise, that seek after and devising my hurt. Let them be ashamed. Yeboshu. In the complete triumph which Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, will have secured for the persecuted and the falsely prosecuted. He uses stern and relentless language, very cut, court and direct language and straightforward and upright language, but it's not animated by a personal vindictive spirit. This is the key. Right? May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be humbly acceptable in he who be who he be sight. So although the language, it may be considered stern, may be considered relentless, it's not animated by a personally vindictive spirit. As is clear, it can become clear even in verses 12 to 14 and in verse 19. It is the triumph of righteousness and that vindication of the good over the evil which he and I and I and we, which we desire to see consummated and to see fulfilled. So therefore, the firmness of the word, sound, and power. The fifth verse now continues to ride up in the opening appeal for help. Let them, make them be as chaff before the wind. And let the angel of the Lord chase them. Yihyu k'mota lifnei ruach. Umalaki hawa dohe. Make them be as a chaff. If you kamot as a chaff, as a mot, kamot. If you let them become kamot as a chaff. Lifnei ruach, before ruach, before the wind, before the spirit, the ruach. In this sense, the ruach is the wind. Lifnei ruach. Umalaki hawa dohe. The angel of Yahuwah, thrusting them, or in the authorized, in the KJV, it has, chase them, as chaff. This here we have in Psalm, the first Psalm, around about verse 4, the first psalm, the very first psalm, as a chaff, right, before the wind, before the word, sound, power, a graphic picture of the complete routing, the routing of the enemy, of the hater of she, of the nafshi, of I and I soul. Let their way be dark and slippery. The angel of he who be, we be pursuing them, hot on their pursuit. Yihi darkam choshek wa chalak lakot ta'ua malaki hawa rodafam. Now he's chasing them. Now he's going to pursue them. The malaki hawa, the angel of Jehovah is going to pursue them. And let their way be dark and slippery. And the angel now things turned around in them. So we have the image of the dark and slippery. Let their way be dark and slippery. The way this falls astray an evil way, let that be what's dark and slippery to them. But now the consequences, right, the consequences of their evil action is being turned around on them right here, even in these verses, bringing forward the word sound of the Malachi Hawa, the angel of Jehovah, right, that angel, the message, the messenger, even this message of salvation, Yehi Darka Mochoshek, Yehi, and let it be Darkam, their derek, their way, Choshek, the Choshek, disilluminated, disilluminated. Wachelak alakot, wachelak alakot, the chelak alakot, and make it chelak alakot, make it slippery, slippery for them. Chosheka wachelak alakot, dark, disilluminated, no light, and slippery. Ironically speaking, it's like the black ice. Ooh, malaki hoa. And the angel of Jah, Jehovah, pursuing them. The tables are turned. See, in Jeremiah chapter 23 and 12, we have this phraseology, which is a language similar to even Jeremiah, dark and slippery. In their panic to escape, they will abandon the roads and paths and flee down slippery slopes. Slip slide in the way, the slippery slope of the hills, dark and disilluminated by the overhanging trees. This is one of the kind of word picks that we get from this word sound power right here. Moving on to verse 7, for without cause, why is such stern and strong language being used? In today's daily psalm, the Lamed Hay, the 35th psalm, for without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Ki chinam, ki chinam, for without cause, for nothing, for no reason, no cause. Ki chinam, amnuli shachata rishtam achinam, haflu li nafshi. False out cause, ki chinam, have they hid for me the pit. They've hid for I the pit, even their net, without cause. Chinam, chinam, without cause, have they digged for my soul. The key word here, chinam, chinam, without cause, chinam. Robeinu says, not be angry against your brother without cause. Some people say, if you have cause, I say, listen to Robeinu, not to them. Let's understand this in the context, a repeated phrase that explains the state of his mind and also the content of his prayer, an I prayer. It's not malice, but it's righteous indignation is his motive. It was without cause. You know, did you do them something? It's just their evil, bad mind. It's without cause. So thus, it is only righteous to have such righteous indignation. He's given us the reason. This is the reason. For without cause have they hid for me the pit, even their net. Without cause have they digged for my soul. For my soul. Let destruction come upon him unawares. And let his net that he hath hid catch himself. With destruction let them fall therein. So he said, let them get the consequences of their own action. Of their own action, that which they were seeking to do to my soul, let the consequences fall upon them. That is only right and just. Even HaTorah, the spirit and the truth of the word, speaks of saying, make destruction come upon him at unawares. Here in verse 8, Tivoehu, Shoah, Lo Yeda'a, Where Rishto Asher Aman. Tia likado bi shoah yipal ba, that they have hid, let them fall, let that destruction with destruction, bishoah, yipal ba, with destruction let him fall therein. with destruction into that very destruction, same destruction. Let destruction come upon him at unawares. He's not calling out just some destruction just to destroy someone he don't like. No, he's saying that this is what they have designed. This is what they have hidden. This is what they are digging for my soul. Let them eat of it. Let it be for them, John. That is only righteous, John. And John's words say, yay, and I. The saints say, yay, and amen. It's not motivated by vindictiveness, but by righteousness. Into that very destruction, let him fall. Remember, without cause, the pit, remember the pit, even their net, the pit, even their net is without cause, have they hid for me the net that I should be caught therein, their traps. And they have digged the pit for my soul. See, if you don't know what or where the soul is, you and I recognize, what does it profit a man to gain the world and to lose his very soul? For my soul they have, against my soul they have done this, that I should fall, that I should fall into it. This is undoubtedly the sense of the verse, right? That's why it says, upon him. See, the singular may point, some say, because of the circumstances of the song, to the chief enemy, Shaul, Saul. More probably to his opponents collectively, all of them as one man, as one man. Verse 9, picking it up. And my soul, by such righteous judgment, in verse 9 of today's daily psalm, Psalm 35 and 9, it says, and my soul shall be joyful in Hashem, joyful in Jehovah. And it, she, in other words, shall rejoice in his salvation. She shall rejoice. It says it here, for the context of it, all right? With nafshi, tagil, b'yehova, tasisa, b'yeshuato, in his Yeshua, in his victory, in his salvation. And she shall rejoice in his salvation. B'yeshuato, shua, Yeshua, Yeshua, b'yeshuato, in his victory, in his salvation. And my soul shall be joyful with nafshi, tagil b'yehova, tasis, and rejoice, tasis, b'yeshuato. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like to thee I, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. This verse here, verse 10. Kol la'atzmotai tomar na Yahuwa mi kamoka matzil oni yamei chazaka mimenu we oni we evyon miya gozlo. Beautiful verse right here. All my bones shall say, call atzmotai, call all atzmotai, all my bones are tomarna, Yahuwah, mi kamoka, who is like to the eye, O he who be who he be, matila oni yamechazaka mimenu, who delivers the poor from him that is too strong. That is too strong for him. With ani, with evyon, mi agozlo. Yea, the poor and the needy. With ani, with evyon, with evyon, with ani, with evyon, the ani and the evyon. With ani, with evyon, mi gozlo, mi gozlo, mi gozlo, from him that spoileth him. My soul shall be joyful. Have no need to doubt to whom he and I, we is indebted for that escape. All my bones, in addition to the moral satisfaction, which is soul, the nefesh, will and does enjoy in that victory of good over evil, there will be a grateful sense of relief throughout his bodily frame, that health. You know, the connection, the psycho, spiritual, the psycho, phi, psycho connection. The poor, the afflicted, the poor and needy. These are the terms that are often linked together because justice was and is commonly perverted and twisted through bribes that's given to judges and different ones who are supposed to be in the business of justice and rulers by those rich. They say the best justice in Babylon is the one that money buys. So that's the words here. First 10 verses in the appeal for help, the appeal for help, 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 for help.
Yikumun Aidei Hamas. Ashlo yada'iti yishaluni.
They ask of me. They ask of me things I don't know.
Ashlo yada'iti yishaluni.
Who? False witnesses. False witnesses did rise up.
Yikumun Aidei Hamas. Aidei Hamas, the Aidei Hamas, literally in the Hebrew, witnesses, Aidei, Aidei Hamas,
witnesses of violence. They give false testimony to aid the unlawfulness of the persecutor and the false prosecution against the righteous. KJV brings out false witnesses did rise up. And this is true Hebraically.
Yikumun Aidei Hamas.
They're not just false witnesses. Aidei. The Aidei. Aidei Hamas. Aidei Hamas. Hamas. Witnesses of violence. Witnesses of violence. Unrighteous witnesses. Some interpret that as unrighteous. But clearly, literally in the Hebrew we have Aidei Hamas. That their false witness is leading to violence. They're witnesses of violence. And they ask me of things I do not know. They ask me. KJV brings out, they lay to my charge things, there's italicized in the King James Version, that I knew not. Or they lay to my charge that I knew not. But bringing it out more from the Hebraic of it all, Asher. Asher, those who, right, or that which, lo, not, yada'iti, lo, yada'iti, lo, yada'iti, lo, yada'iti, know my knowing, not my knowing, lo, yada'iti, yish'aluni, 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 they ask, sha'al, 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 like Sha'ul, right, yish'aluni, they ask of me. They lay charges against him, of which he does not know. Lo yada'iti, lo yad Asher, lo yada'iti. These ones that yikumun aidei Hamas, Asher, lo yada'iti, yish'aluni. They lay charges against him of which he knows nothing. And they lay charges against I and I, which I and I know not enough. David had been accused of plotting against Saul's life. This is how far they go with their false witnesses. And if you're plotting against someone's life, and people believe that you're plotting against this person's life, and they believe that you are the victim, this is also a Aidei Hamas, a Aidei Hamas, a witness of violence have rose up, even in contempt of any court that regards righteousness as righteousness, the first principle, that truthfulness. They're not only false witnesses, they are violent witnesses. They lay to him charges that he knows nothing about. Here we have this in 1 Samuel 24:10. Verse 12 brings out, they rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. They rewarded me what? Evil for good. They repay me evil for good. Now, it's interesting because the last word of verse 11, yish'aluni, 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 they asked of me. Here in verse 12, we have yish'almuni, yish'almuni, yish'almuni ra'a, tachata tova, shekola le nafshi, shekola, shekola, shekola le nafshi. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling. To the spoiling. Shechol, shechol linafshi. Shechol linafshi. The spoiling of nafshi. The spoiling of my soul. The spoiling of my soul or bereavement. Now, this is an interesting phrase we have here. Bereavement is come to my soul.
The good he had done is defined in these next two verses. What is this good that he had done? He said that they had repaid him, repay me, repaying I evil for good. They rewarded I evil for good. Hebraically, we have the shalom here, right? The true root of what shalom is. It says, yishalamuni. So it's an interesting kind of a turn on a word, as we said from the verse before, where it reads, Yikumun, Yikumun Eidei Hamas, Asher Lo Yada'iti, Yishaluni, Yishalmuni Ra'a Tachata Tova, Shechola Linafshi. So that Yishaluni and Yishalmuni. So one is Yishaluni and the other is Yishalmuni. So they ask of me and they pay, they reward in that sense. They pay Shalameh, pay to Shalom, Yishalamuni Ra'a. So what is their Shalom? What is their payment of? It's evil, it's hurt. Ra'a, Tachat, right? Instead of Tova. Instead of good. And thus, the consequence of that is shechol linafshi, spoiling of my soul, King James Version brings out, but a little more correctly according to the Hebrew, a bereavement. See, the terse Hebrew phrase, the tight Hebrew phrase, shechol linafshi, bereavement, woe to my soul, bereavement is coming to my soul. It's an exclamation. It corresponds to what ones would say, woe is me, woe is I. Shechol lenafshi, shechol lenafshi, shechol, woe, bereavement. Otherwise, it could be translated as, it is a bereavement. It is a bereavement. It's a spoiling. It's a woe to my soul, lenafshi. Such base ingratitude makes him feel and perceive in the innermost of the innocent, as desolate as a bereft mother, for the good that he had done, what they had paid him in return, their repayment, right, their rewarding him of evil, ra'a tachata tova, evil instead of good, 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 good. But as for I, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. But as for I, wa'ani, as for I and I, wa'ani, 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 ba'chilotam, ba'chilotam, libushi sak. Ayaneti batom nafshi uatefilati Allah heki tashu tashu tashu. But as for I, when they were sick, wani bachelotam bachelotam, in their sickness. But as for I, when they were sick, when they were sick, levushi sank, levushi sank. My clothing was sackcloth. My clothing, sackcloth. Levushi, saka, enaiti, enaiti. Humbling, enaiti. Batzom, batzom. With fasting, nafshi. I humbled, I afflicted. I afflicted my soul with fasting. Enaiti, enaiti, batzom, nafshi. Utefilati, Allah heki, tashuv. I and my prayer, may it return to mine own bosom. And my prayer, may it return to my own bosom. Ooh, and tefillati, my prayer, tefillati, all upon chayki, upon my bosom, all chayki, tashuv, tashuv. Let it return, let it return. Sackcloth, sackcloth or sack. Sack, levushi, levushi, sack. Sackcloth is worn by mourners, also by those who are penitent and repentant. We have Jonah, chapter 3, verse 8. Afflicted my soul with fasting. Enaiti batzom nafshi. Enaiti batzom nafshi. Afflicted my soul, humbled my soul. Humbled, afflicted. To afflict the soul
is said to be a Hebrew term many times used for fasting. We have it with Leviticus chapter 16, verse 29, and Isaiah chapter 58 and 3. Now, this Hebrew phrase, it well indicates the spiritual aim. What's the spiritual aim of tzom? It says, batzom, 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 eneti, batzom, nafshi. Fasting, tzom. As the principal source of chatiyat is the gratification of the bodily appetites, the fast or the tzom is to demonstrate and manifest to the chatiyatenya, to the lacker, that man can and is able to conquer all five psychical and physical cravings, and that the spirit, the ruach, can always master the body. So his thoughts were so completely for the welfare of the attackers when they were bachelotam, when they were sick, for the attackers, that when they had in the past been in distress, that he acted as though he had been praying on his own behalf. Thus we have the wording, and my prayer, utisilati, and my prayer, may it return into my own bosom. One bringing out of the phrase, KJV says, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. Al cheki tashuv, ke re'ah, ke achli, like a friend, like a brother, as a friend, as a brother to me. Kereah, keachli, hita halakti, kavela ema kodera shachoti. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bow down heavily, as one that mourneth for his mother, as one that mourneth mother. So here in the 14th verse it says, kereah, kereah, keach, like a friend. Kereah, keach, like a brother, Lee, like a friend, like a brother to me. Hita halakati, ka evela aim. I behave myself. Behave myself as one that's mourning, ka'eva la'im, or kodera, bowing down, shachoti, bowing down myself and mourning heavily, like I was mourning for my own mother. See, when he says, may it return into my own bosom, the proof of his sincerity, he asked that what he had prayed for them, for the haters, the attackers, when they were sick and when they were in distress, may it come to him, because he had gone about already. He had gone about, he had behaved himself. He had gone about. I went about as though it had been like it was like my friend, like a friend or a brother for me. I bowed down mournful as one that mourneth mother, that mourneth mother. It didn't say his mother, but the implied sense, ka'evel la'im. Hita halachti ka'evel la'im, kodira shachoti, 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 shachoti. He adopted the outward forms even of mourning that consisted of neglect and negligence of even personal appearance, either not washing, not trimming, not taking care of himself, as we have in 2 Samuel 19 and 25. 2 Samuel 19 and 25 brings that out as well. But when I halted, but in mine adversity, they rejoice and gather themselves together. Yay. The abjects gather themselves together against me. And I knew it not. They did tear me and cease not. But when I halted, they rejoice. Uvez Ali. Samchu, uves aliya samchu, ne esafu, ne esafu alaya, nechima with law yadaitia, karu, with law damu, and they didn't cease, they didn't stop. See, when I halt, when I was in adversity, when I stumbled, when I was like I was likely to fall, that's when they gathered themselves together. That's when they plotted. That's when they set about their plots. Uvetzai, Samchud, they were happy. When Safu and gathered themselves, Ne'esfu alaya nechim, nechim, nechim. They gathered themselves together against the abjects, and those whom I know not. They gathered themselves together against I, and I did not even know that they were gathering themselves. Wallo, yadati, karu, karu. They tear me, karu. They tear, wallo, damu. They tear, and they don't stop tearing. Tearing at my character, tearing at my reputation, my name, lying on me. The Hebrew here, the abjects. I don't know. They gather against me, smiting me unawares. Like they're hitting me. They're tearing at me. And they don't stop. Now the Targum or the Targum brings out, who smite me with their words, rightly understanding that the attack is a campaign. It's a slander. It's a slander campaign. They tear me. They're libelous tongues. They don't say allegedly. Their libelous tongues are like the fangs of a beast of prey, chopping and tearing his reputation and I and my reputation to shreds. And these, recall, are the same ones that heartily, he humbled himself in prayer and fasting and mourning when they were sick, when they were in trouble. And these are the same ones now when I halted. But in mine adversity, they were happy. They were happy. They rejoice over Salai. Samchu with a safu, and they gather themselves together. Yay, the abjects. They gather themselves together against I, and I knew it not. They did tear my reputation to shreds, and they didn't cease with hypocritical mockers in cease. They gnashing and chewing upon me with their teeth. This is real, Israel. Be'er hanafei. Bichanafei la egeya ma'og, with the profanest mockeries of backbiting. Bichanunni la egua la'ag, haroka alai shineimo, haroka alai shineimo. They gnash at me with their teeth, haroka alai upon I, shneimo, their teeth chewing upon I, they talking their lies with the profanest mockeries of backbiting, with hypocritical mockers in feast, b'chanfei alai egeya ma'oz. Or some, an alternative reading of this 16th verse in the Hebrew is, Bechanunni la'igua la'ag. So we have here, Bechanfei la'ige ma'oz. Or, Bechanunni la'igua la'ag. Haroka alai shneimo. They gnash upon I with their teeth. The mockers. See, the Hebrew is said to be really archaic here, somewhat obscure. Literally, this is an interesting verse here, verse 16. As profane men, mockers for cake. As profane men who are mockers for cake. Bechanfei la ege ma'oz. 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 As profane men, hypocritical mockers. Bechanunni la egua la'ag. 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 Profane men mockers for cake. See, the comparison here can be explained with the buffoons, the coons and buffoons, stepping, fletching, nigger penny coons and buffoons, right, who indulge in ribald jesting and joking to earn a meal. These coons and buffoons, right? He describes them as unprincipled men. They don't have no principle. Who, in order to curry favor with Saul, Shaul, right? They make play of the righteous good name. And thereby they abet, right, the king or Shaul, the wrong king's plan to destroy the right king, the righteous king. But I thought it was interesting looking at the Hebrew, going in some of the Hebrew studies and just giving an overview. It has a sense of profane men, mockers for cake.
right? We have the KJV that brings out hypocritical mockers and feasts. That's the sense of profane men, mockers for cake. So they lie and slander. This is how they eat. And so literally they do eat, right, upon the righteous, right, by their mockeries, their slander, in order to curry a little bit of favor so they can eat some cake with a little bit of flavor or something like that. This is wicked, right? Mockers for cake. Cake chasing. It's about clout chasing, the cake chasing. Verse 17, Adonai, kama tireh. Adonai, kama tireh. Kama tireh, Lord. Adonai, how long will thou look on? How long will you look on? Adonai, kama tireh. Hashiva nafshi. Mia shoehem. Mika ferim. Yechidati. Rescue my soul from their destructions. Rescue my soul. Hashiva nafshi. Mia shoehem. Mi shoehem. From their destructions. Mine only one from the lions. My darling, rescue my soul from their destructions. My darling, from the lions. From the lions. Mi kafirim. Yechidati, my darling, my only. Look on. How long will you just look on? Adonai, kama tireh. Kama tireh. Adonai, kama tireh. Kama tireh. Without intervening. Rescue my soul. Hashiva nafshi. Hashiva nafshi. Rescue, deliver my soul. We have this also in Psalm 19, around about verse 8. Mine only one, Yechidati, mine only one, soul. Psalm 22, 21, the lions. Interesting phrase right here. Mi kafirim. The kafirim, the lions, his enemies, who acted like wild beasts, not as men, but as lions. We have this also in Psalm 57 and 5. Now, bringing it right here to complete this second section, right? The second section is like the second session within the court, within this court appeal right here in today's daily psalm. Here we have verse 18. Odeka bik'ahal rav be'am atzum ehaleleka. Odeka v'kaharav be'am atzum ehaleleka. I will give thee thanks, Odeka, Odeka. I will give the eyes thanks, Odeka. Bik'ahal rav, is a great aggregation, congregation, the kahal that called out assembly to the church in the wilderness. Bik'ahal rav be'am. Amongst the people, atzum, amongst enough people, numerous people, ehaleleka, I will praise eyes as the eye, ehaleleka. So odeka, I will thank the eye, ehaleleka, I will praise the eye. So this second section of the psalm, right, of this petition, you could say of this suit, right, this psalmist suit, right, in the spiritual court, the eretical court. This second section of the psalm, it ends like the first section at verse 9 with a declaration of his readiness. He says he's ready to proclaim Jah's salvation in the event of his foes being overthrown. He knows that they're ratchet, they're wrong, but he calls out, he says, Adonai, how long will you look on? Kama tireh. Hashiva nafshi, mi yashoehem, mi kafirim yechidati, odeka mikaharav, be'amatzum, ehaleka. I will give eyes to the eye. Yes, I.
Yes, yes, yes. Somebody say court. In court, a lawsuit, a Torah suit right here. Today's daily song. Yes, yes, yes.
La zona blanca.
The kiss of
the righteous versus the wicked, yeah? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
All rise! Court is now in session. All rise! Court is now in session.
Where the guilty must be exposed.
All rise. Court is now in session.
So here for today's daily psalm, Psalm 35. We have verses 19 to verse 28, the final plea. The final plea right here. And it's court of Yah's justice right here that Dawid brings forward in today's daily psalm. We're going to pick up the mitzvah. And also the prepping for Pesah, the Aliyot coming after this right here, as we're going into the third hour, looking forward to the new Shabuah, so Shabuah Tov right here, but after the Shabbat reflections here, the Aliyot coming forward after this right here, Shema'ah Yisrael.
So just as there's different sessions in the court case, or like a court dispute, like a legal dispute, we have this also today's daily psalm, the Lamed Hay Psalm. The 35th psalm, according to Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Malachias Tzedek, we pick up with verse 19 to 28, the final plea. And in court, how do you plea? So the case has already been made in the first two parts, the first 10 verses. We had as the appeal, right, the appeal for help. And then we had the second session, the wickedness, the ratchetness of the enemy. The previous session of this psalm right here, verses 11 to 18, outlines the wickedness, the ratchetness of the haters, right? And these are not object haters, objective, but they are subjective haters. Get into that. And the psalm even brings it out, other psalms as well, that the Hebrew psychology right here. But here we have, as in the court case, even from the very first verse, that pleading, that striving with those who strive against thy, pleading with those who plead. They're making false charges, laying false charges, lies, lying witnesses of violence, digging pits, right? And these are the same ones who David had from the heart prayed for and mourned for and hoped and prayed for their goodness, and they returned to him such ratchet evil. So here now, his final appeal. Picking up here with verse 19, his final appeal. And let's just look at the KJV here. He says, make not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither. Let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. This phrase again, without a cause, unjustifiably. Allah yismechuli oivai sheker sonai yachinam yikretzu ayin. Let not them that are wrongfully mine enemies rejoice over me. Allah yisnechuli, not to be happy for me, for my fall, for my detriment, for my hurt. Allah yisnechuli, not for them to be happy for me. Oy vai, my enemy sheker, my lying enemy. Sonai chinam. Who hate chinam without a cause, yikretzu ayin, that wink, neither let them wink with the eye, don't let them wink with the eye either, don't let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause, sonaya chinam,
So here, wrongfully, mine enemies falsely, oivai shekar, shekar, a lie, oivai shekar. So they are enemies, they are haters, but they are lie. Even their hatred of Dawid, their hatred of Ayanai, the hatred of the righteous is a lie. So they're oivai shekar, wrongfully mine enemies, are translated as wrongfully, right? Mine enemies wrongfully, or wrongfully mine enemies, but literally in the Hebrew, mine enemies, oivai shekar, falsehood. Mine enemies in falsehood, my falsehood enemies, my lying enemies, they have no justifiable grounds for enmity. They don't have any ground for enmity, and so invest themselves in inventing false pretexts, just more lies and falsehood. Oivai shekar, that wink with the eye. Yikritzu ayin. Yikritzu ayin. They gloat over the success of their schemes. They wink with the eye. It shows in their eyes that the eyes are the window to the soul. They wink with their eyes. Yikritzu ayin. They wink with the eyes. Ki lo shalom yedaveru wa'ala riga'eya areta divreya mirma yache shovun. For they speak not peace. Ki lo shalom, for no peace yedaveru. They don't speak peace. Ki lo shalom yedaveru. Ki lo shalom yidaveru, for they speak not peace. Ki lo shalom yidaveru, we'ala riga'ei aretza divrei mirmot, yache shovun. But they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet, against those we'ala riga'ei aretz. Against those who are quiet in the land, the quiet ones in the land, the peaceful ones, to say the quiet ones in the land, the rig'ei aret, divrei mirmot, divrei, words, matters, mirmot, deceptive, deceitful matters, deceitful arguments, stupidness, foolishness, divrei mirmot, yachishovun. This is what they are thinking. This is what they're plotting. This is what they're scheming, right? They're devising, right? Yachishovun, these divrei mirmot. They impute to the innocent and to the peace-loving citizens their own mischievous intentions. So psychologically, this is what the latter-day psychologists call like projection. It's the idea of the ratchet, the wicked, projecting, right, imputing to the innocent and the peace-loving citizen, even though the word here says, ki lo shalom yidaveru. They don't speak peace, but they impute to the innocent and the peace-loving citizens their own mischievous intentions, the divrei mirmot. This is what they devise, and this disturbs the rigei aretz, the quietness, the peace of the land and the community, the common unity. Verse 21, Wayar chibu alaya pihem amru he'ach raita aineinu. Yay. They open their mouths wide against me. Why yara chibu alai pihem? Pihem, their mouths. Alai against I. Why yara chibu? Why yara chibu alai pihem? Amru, and they say, he'ach, aha, raita aineinu. Our eyes have seen it. They say, aha, we've seen it. They act like they witnessed something. They act like they actually seen something. They open their mouths wide against I and say, aha, our eye, aineinu, our eyes have seen it, as though they are witnesses. They're opening their mouth, the gesture indicative of contempt,
the opening of the mouth. And like the whoa, open their mouth. Isaiah 57:4 also brings up the same idea of the opening of the mouth wide, like as a gesture indicative of contempt and contempt of jar courts. Or even more specifically here, of malicious rejoicing. Of malicious rejoicing. Wayarachivu alai pihem. Amru he ach raita aineinu. Raita yahuwah. Alatech rasha Adonai alatirhaka mimeni. Thou hast seen, the eye has seen. Raita yahuwah. Raita yahuwah. You have seen, O he who be, who we be. Keep not silence. Al-Techerash. Al-Techerash. Adonai, O Lord, O Adonai. Adonai, Al-Tirchaka mimeni. Don't be far. Al-Tirchak, Al-Tirchak. Don't be far. Mimeni, mimeni. Don't be far from I, because the I has seen. KJV says this. Thou hast seen. That's italicized as this, so more forcibly, thou hast seen, O Jah, Jehovah. Keep not silence, O Lord, O Adonai, Adonai. Be not far. Be not far from I. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even to my cause, my God, and my Lord.
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 Ha'ira.
Ha'ira, ha'ira, ha'ira,
ha'ira,
ha'ira, ha'kitza, le, mishapati el hai, wa donai, le, rivi, le, rivi, and plead. Plead for I and I. Once again now, this refers to the opening verse, the opening idea. Saying, rouse the eye, ha'ira, 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 and awake, we're ha'kitza, and awake, awake, rouse yourself up, and awake yourself, le mishpati, to my judgment. The psalmist is not imagining that Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, is asleep, but he longs and prays for a proof, a token, an evidence that there is indeed Ha'elohim HaShofet, the Elohim HaShofet, the Elohim who judges in the earth. Only a clear conscience could really prompt such a petition to be adjudged or adjudicated, in that sense, according to the divine righteousness, even to my cause, to my pleading, my striving, even in this cause, my God and my Lord, my God and my Lord, Elohai wadonai lerivi. Elohai wadonai leribi, ha'ira wehakitza lemishpati, Elohai wadonai leribi, shafteini, k'tzidakka Yahuwah, Elohai we'ala yismechuli, we'ala yismechuli, judge me, judge I, shafteini, shafteini, k'tzidakka, judge I according to the I righteousness. Shafteini, k'tzidakka, Yahuwah, Elohai wa'ala yisnechuli, wa'ala yisnechuli, judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Once again, the petition is for them not to have no joy over I. Wa'ala yismechuli. He says, shafteini. Judge I according to thy, execute justice on my behalf, according to the I's righteousness. Not according to my righteousness, but according to the I's righteousness. K'sidakka Yahuwah. More on this in Psalm 31, round about verse 2. Let them not rejoice over I, because that would mean, if they rejoice over I, that would mean the triumph of evil. And his confidence is in the victory of good over evil. So don't let them rejoice. Let them not say in their hearts, aha, aha, we have our desire. Let them not say that we have swallowed, that we have swallowed him up. Al yomru vilivam he'ach nafshenu al yomru bila inuhu. We swallowed him. Don't let them say al yomru bila inuhu. Don't let them say they swallowed him. Speaking of I, we said lies, and let them not say in their hearts, aha, he'ach, so would we have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them not say, but let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together, that rejoice at my hurt, those who want to rejoice, at my hurt or my wrong, let them be ashamed and brought to confusion. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me, that magnify against I. Yeboshu, with Yachitru or Yachidal. Simechi Raati. Yelibishu boshet. May they be clothed with boshet, abashment, boshet. Yelibishu boshet. Ukalima hamagadilim alai. Let them be ashamed and abashed together that rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and confusion that magnify themselves against I. See, the plea of verse 4 is repeated here and elaborated on. In Psalm 40, round about verse 15, is also a similar petition. So we have a petition here. The petition is, don't let them say in their heart, in their souls, that they have the desire, that they have swallowed him up, that they have destroyed I and I completely. Let them be ashamed and abashed together that rejoice at my hurt. Because they rejoice upon my hurt. So don't let them be happy, but they rejoice over the hurt. So let them be ashamed and abashed and abased. Let them be clothed with shame and confusion that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that delight in my righteousness and my righteous cause. Let those who delight in my cause shout for joy. May those who delight in my righteousness be glad. Yes. Let them say continually, magnified be he who be, who he be his divine majesty, who delighteth in the peace, in the shalom of his servant. Yaronu wi yismechu chafetzei yatzibiki wi yomru atamid yigdal Yahuwah. He chafetz shalom avdo. And take his pleasure and delight. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yes, yea. Let them say continually. Let them say all the time. Yomru tamid yigdal Yahuwah. He chafetz shalom avdo. Let them say continually, all the time, he who be, we be, Yahuwah, Jah, Jehovah, be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity, which is the peace, the prosperity. With Yomru Tamid, and let them say all the time, Yigdal Yahuwah, He Chafet Shalom Avdo, the prosperity, the Shalom Avdo, the peace of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise, thy eyes is. all the day long. Uemishoni tehiges sidak ka kol hayom tehilateka. Those who delight in my righteousness, be happy, be glad, my vindication. Magnified be the Yahweh, Yikadal Yahuwah, who has demonstrated and manifested his justice and might by humbling the proud, the wicked, the ratchet, arrogant, the peace, the welfare, the shalom, avdo, his servant. He puts forth his own, and I and I must put forth our own experience as a shining example of judge care for the innocent and the righteous. And my tongue shall speak, ulshoni tihige sidakeka kol hayom tehilateka. My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and thy praise. Thy eyes is all the day shall speak the same verb as meditate. I meditate upon even in the first psalm. Meditate, speak on it. Shall speak musingly and in the low murmur of one entranced by a sweet, an eyeful thought. Thy righteousness, see the keka, thy righteousness, his salvation, his victory, is proof that Jah is a just judge all the day. Kol hayom, all the day, right? All the day thy praise. Kol hayom tehilateka, kol hayom, unceasingly, all the day, 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 all the
מזמור למדה לדוד. ריבה אדוני את יריבי, לחם את לוחמי. החזק מגן וצינה, וקומה ועזרתי. והרק חנית וסגור לקראת רודפי. אמור לנפשי, ישועתך אני. יבושו ויקלמו מבקשי נפשי, ייסוגו אחור ויחפרו חושבי רעתי. יהיו כמוץ לפני רוח, ומלאך אדוני דוחה. יהי דרכם חושך וחלקלקות, ומלאך אדוני רודפם. כחינם תאמנו לי שחת רשתם, חינם חפרו לנפשי. תבואהו שואה לא ידע, ורשתו אשר תמן תלכדו, בשואה ייפול בה. ונפשי תגיל באדוני, תסיס בשועתו. כל עצמותי תאמרנה, אדוני מי כמוך, מציל עני מחזק ממנו, ועני ואביון מגוזלו. יקומון עדי חמאס, אשר לא ידעתי, ישאלוני. ישלמוני רעה תחת טובה, שכול לנפשי. ואני בחלותם לבושי שק, עיניתי וצום נפשי, ותפילתי על חכי תשוב. כריע כאח לי התהלכתי, כאבל אם קודר שחותי. ובצלעי סמכו ונאספו, נאספו עלי נחים ולא ידעתי, קרעו ולא דמו. בחנפי לעגי מעוג, חרוק עלי שינמו. אדוני, כמה תראה, השיבה נפשי משואיהם, מכפירים יחידתי. עודך בקהל רב, ועם עצום אהללך. אל ישמחו לי אויבי שקר, שונאי חינם יקרצו עין. כי לא שלום ידברו, ועל רגעי ארץ דברי מרמות יחשבון. וירחיבו עליי פיהם, אמרו האח האח, ראתה עינינו. ראית אדוני, אל תחרש, אדוני, אל תרחק ממני. העירה והקיצה למשפטי, אלוהי ואדוני לריבי. שופטני כצדקך, אדוני אלוהי, ואל ישמחו לי. אל יאמרו וליבם האח נפשנו, אל יאמרו בלענוהו. יבושו ויחפרו יחדיו שמחי רעתי, ילבשו בושת וכלימה המגדילים עליי. ירונו וישמחו חפצי צדקי, ויאמרו תמיד יגדל אדוני החפץ שלום עבדו. ולשוני תהגה צדקך, כל היום תהילתך.
ברוך אתה אדוני.
ג'ון!
רסטפארי.
ג'ון!
רסטפארי.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim Benutan lanu et torato Baruch ata Yahweh Notein ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Bye.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump!
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, Shabbat HaGadol, Shalom, Senbet Talak, Salam, Talaku, Salam. This Torah portion reading and feeding here, we have the 28th reading from HaTorah, Jah directions, instructions, and it's called in the Hebrew, Masoretic, the Mitzorah. More properly, in the Royal Amharic here, Lemtzamu. Previously, we had called it Bemenzatuken, focusing on the day of cleansing. So, Mitzorah, Lemtzamu. We've updated that, was in the chart as well. Slika, Yikritane, you know, but as we are growing in grace, and that knowledge just makes that very clear right here, here for the Aliyah, for the Anafora, right, for the word, sound, and power for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, the 28th in Einai yearly cycle of Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat Strong, Shabbat HaMitzorah, the Sabbath of the Leper, also known as Shabbat HaGadol, Shalom. So here the 28th reading from the Torah, Mitzorah. The word means leper, HaMitzorah, the leper, Lemtzamu, the one that is in the natural type skin disease, but we connect that with the Lashon Hara'a, right, with the speaker of evil speaker, gossip, rumor, tale-bearing, which diseases the community. Now, the word, it appears in the second verse of the reading for this parsha, which says, this shall be the law, the Torah, of HaMitzorah in the day of his cleansing. Be'mitzatu. And here in Leviticus chapter 14, verse 2. So Leviticus 14, it basically spells out the complex purification rites and ritual for the cleansing of a mitzorah, a leper, a motzi ra'a, and a leprous home, a leprous house, a leprous bait. Now, Leviticus chapter 15, it briefly covers the Torot, or the laws, direction, instructions regarding ritual unfitness that stems from bodily emissions or issues, from the issues from the body. Now, except in biblical calendar leap years, and we're in the leap years here, Mitzorah is usually read together with the previous Torah portion, Tazriah, on the same Shabbat. But here in this year, this particular time, in this season, the reading and the reasoning, what's the reason for the season, Habarim? So here, to ride up with this Torah portion, for the Shabbat HaGadol, Shalom, Sendet Talaku, the great, the big Sabbath, Shalom. So here, picking up the Hebrew first words, and the first word here, Beshem Ha'ab, Wehabain, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One. So here, picking up with the Kaf Chet, the 28th, reading and feeding, the manna for this Shabbat here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus chapter 14, chapter XIV, the Yod Dalet chapter. Why daber Yahweh el Moshe leimor, zota tihye Torah taha mitzorah, b'yoma taharato, wehuba il hakohen. Here, picking up third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, chapter 14. A holy, a set apart Elohim, true good, true God, a holy, an Isla, a set apart people. Fourth item right here, HaTorah, the Orit, the direction, instructions of Lemtzamu, of the Mitzorah, of the leper's cleansing. And the Yahweh, He who be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, spake to Moshe, saying, Yahweh el Moshe le'mor, this zot tihyeh, this shall be zot, this she, this tihyeh, this shall be Torat, this shall be the law, the direction, the instruction, the Torah taha mitzorah, the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing, biyom ataharato. He shall be brought to the priest, wihuba il hakohen. And HaKohen and the Kohen, the priest, shall go forth out of the camp. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall look and hine and look in sight. Here it is. If HaNega, if the plague, if the Nega, if the plague, if the plague of leprosy, of Tzara'at, of skin disease, be healed in HaMitzorah, in the leper, then shall HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water, over living water.
Water.
As for the living bird, he shall take it and the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood hadam of the bird that was killed over the running water, over the living water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the tzara'at, from the lens away, skin disease, leprosy, seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, and shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean. And after that, he shall come into the camp, and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the 7th day that he shall shave all his hair off his head, rosho, his ras, and his beard, and his eyebrows. Even all his hair shall he shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. Also he shall wash his flesh in water, and shall be clean. And on the 8th day he shall take 2 he lambs without blemish, and 1 ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meal, minka offering, mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. And on Yom HaShemini, the 8th day, he shall take 2 he male lambs without blemish, and 1 ewe female lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meal offering, mingled with oil, shemen, and 1 log of oil. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean and those thanks, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah at the petach, the door of the tabernacle of congregation of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take 1 he lamb, male lamb, and offer him for a trespass offering, an asham, guilt offering, and the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah, before the Yahweh, he who be who he be. And here at verse 13, Chaburim, we have the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat HaMitzvorah, for the Sabbath of the leper, the second Aliyah, the Sheni here at verse 13. With Shachat et HaKebetz, Bia mikom asha yishachat eta ha chat aat we eta ha ola bia mikom ha kodesha kia ka chat aat ha asham hu la kohena kodesha kodashim hu. Here for the second Aliyah for this Shabbat HaMitzvorah, Shabbat HaMitzvorah, verse 13. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering, the chataat, and the burnt offering, the olah, in the holy place. For as the sin offering, the chataat, is hakohens, is the priest, the kahin, so is the trespass, the asham, the guilt offering. It is most holy. It is kodesh kodashim hu. Verse 13, and the priest shall take some of the blood hadam of the asham, the trespass, the guilt offering, and ha-kohen, the priest, shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And ha-kohen, the kahin, the priest, shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall dip his right finger in the shemen, in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil, the shemen, with his finger seven times, lifnei Yahuwah, before the Yahweh. And of the rest of the shemen, HaShemen, the oil that is in his hand, shall HaKohen put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, and upon the toe of the great toe of his right foot, upon ha-dam, the blood of the trespass offering, the asham, the guilt offering, and the remnant of ha-shemen, the oil that is in ha-kohen's yad, in the priest's hand, he shall pour upon the rosh, the ras, the head of him that is to be cleansed, and ha-kohen, the kahin, the priest, shall make an atonement, kaper, for him, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and ha-kohen shall offer the sin offering, the chataat, and make a kaper, an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanness. And afterward he shall kill the ola, the burnt offering, and HaKohen, the kahin, the priest, shall offer the ola, the burnt offering, and the mincha, the meal offering, upon HaMizbeach, the altar. And HaKohen, the Kohen, shall make a kapir, an atonement for him, and he shall be clean. And here, Chaburim.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Chaburim is the Shalishi, the third Aliyah for this Shabbat HaMitzvorah, here picking up with verse 21. For the Shalishi, we madalahu, we ena yado, masageta, we lakach, kevetsa echad, ashama, lita nufa, likapera alayo, we Isaron, Isarona, Soleta, Ehad, Ehad, Balula, Bashemen, Liminaha, We Loga Shemen, Shemen, Shemen. And if he be poor, if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for a trespass offering, a guilt offering, and a sham offering to be waived, to make an kaper, an atonement for him, and one-tenth deal of fine flour mingled with shemen, with oil for a minka, a meal offering, and a log of oil of shemen, and two turtle doves, and two young pigeons, such as he is able to get. And the one shall be a chataat, a sin offering, and the other a olah. And he shall bring them on the eighth day, Yom HaShemini, for his cleansing, to HaKohen, to the Kohen, the priest, to the Petach, the door of the Ohel HaMoed, the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be, and HaKohen, and the priest shall take the lamb of the Asham, the trespass, the guilt offering, and the log of oil, and HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall wave them for a wave offering, Lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah. And he shall kill the lamb of the Asham, the guilt offering, the trespass offering, and HaKohen shall take some of Hadam, the blood of the Asham, the trespass, the guilt offering, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pour of HaShemen, the oil, into the palm of his own left hand, and HaKohen, the Kohen, shall sprinkle with his right finger some of HaShemen, the oil, that is, in his left hand seven times, Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be, and HaKohen, the Kohen, shall put of the Shemen, the oil, that is, in his hand upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the place of the blood, Hadam, of the Asham, the trespass, the guilt offering. And the rest of HaShemen, the rest of the oil that is in HaKohen's hand, he shall put upon the Rosh, the head of him that is to be cleansed, to make an kaper, an atonement for him, Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be. And he shall offer the one of the turtle doves or of the young pigeons, such as he can get, even such as he is able to get, the one for a chataat, a sin, a akri, a lack offering, and the other for an olah, a burnt, a holocaust offering, with the mincha, the meal offering. And HaKohen, the Kohen, shall make an kaper, an atonement for him that is to be cleansed, Lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah. This is the Torah, the Torah, the law, direction, instruction of him, in whom is the Nega'at, the Nega'at, the plague of leprosy, whose hand is not able to get that which pertaineth to his cleansing. And here, Habarim, here we are at the Rabbi'i, the fourth Aliyah. Here we have the fourth Aliyah for this Shabbat, Mitzorah. Vayidaber Yahweh el Moshe ve'el Aharon lemor. Picking up right here with verse 33, Leviticus 14:33, and the Yahweh spake to Moshe and to Aaron lemor, saying, when ye, y'all, be come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I put Hanega, the plague of Zara'at, of leprosy, in a bait, a house of the land of your possession. And he that owneth HaBait, the bait, the house, shall come and tell HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, Lemor, say, it seemeth to me there is, as it were a nega, a plague in the bait, in the house. Then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall command that the empty HaBeit, the bait, the house, before HaKohen go into it to see HaNega, to see the Nega, to see the plague, that all that is in the bait, the house, be not made unclean. And afterward HaKohen, the Kohen, shall go in to see HaBeit, to see the beta, to see the house. And he shall look on HaNega, on the Nega, on the plague. And he may look, see, here it is, if HaNega, if the Nega, the plague, be in the walls of HaBeit, of the house, the bait, with hollow strakes, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall. Then HaKohen, the Kohen, shall go out of HaBeit, the bait, the house, to the patach, the door of HaBeit, of the house, and shut up HaBeit, the bait, the house, 7 days. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall come again the seventh day, and shall look, and he may look, see, here it is, if HaNega, if the Nega, the plague, be spread in the walls of HaBeit, of the house, then HaKohen, the Kohen, shall command that they take away the stones in which HaNega, the Nega, the plague, is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. And he shall cause HaBeit, the house, to be scraped within round about. And they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off without the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones. And he shall take other mortar and shall plaster HaBeit, the bait, the house. And if HaNega, if the Nega, the plague, come again, and break out in HaBeit, in the bait, the house, after that he have taken away the stones, and after he have scraped HaBeit, the bait, house, and after it is plastered, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall come and look, and he nay, look, sight, here it is, if HaNega, if the Nega, the plague, be spread in HaBeit, in the bait, it is a fretting Sara'at, a fretting leprosy in HaBeit, in the Beta, in the house, it is unclean. And he shall break down HaBeit, the bait, the house, the stones of it, and the timber thereof, and all the mortar of HaBeit, of the bait, the house, and he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he that goeth into HaBeit, the bait, the house, all the while that it is shut up shall be unclean until the even, the evening. And he that lieth in HaBeit, in the bait, the house, shall wash his clothes. And he that eateth in HaBeit, the house, shall wash his clothes. And if HaKohen, the Kohen, shall come in and look upon it, and he may look, see, here it is, HaNega, the Nega, the plague, hath not spread in HaBeit, the Beta, the house, after the bait, the house, was plastered, then HaKohen, the Kohen, shall pronounce HaBeit, the house, clean, because HaNega, the Nega, is healed, healed. And he shall take to cleanse HaBeit, the house, 2 birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And he shall kill the one of the birds in an earthen vessel over running water, over living water. And he shall take the cedar wood and the hyssop and the scarlet and the living bird and dip them in hadam, in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running the living water, and sprinkle HaBeit, the bait, 7 times. And he shall cleanse HaBeit, the house, with hadam, the blood of the bird, and with the running, the living water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. But he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open fields, and make a kapera, an atonement for HaBeit, for the bait, the house, and it shall be clean, 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 clean,
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And here, Chabarim, Chabarim, here we have the fifth Aliyah. Here we have the fifth Aliyah for this Shabbat Mitzorah. We have the Chamishi. Zot. HaTorah, Zot HaTorah Lekol Nega, Lekol Nega, HaSaraat, WeLanatek, WeLanatek. This is the Torah, Zot HaTorah. This is the law, the direction, the instruction for all manner of the Nega. The Nega Saraat, the Nega, the plague of leprosy and skull. And for the leprosy, the Saraat of a garment and of a bait, a house, and for a rising, and for a scab, and for a bright spot, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is HaTorah. This is the direction, instruction of Saraat, leprosy. Third book of Moshe, Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 15. A holy Elohim, a set apart, true good, true God, a holy and eyeless set apart people. The fifth item here, the imperative of cleansing. The imperative of cleansing. Point of reference, John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 3 to 10, Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 25 to 27, and 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9. Here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Leviticus, Leviticus, chapter 15. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe and to Aharon, Lemor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, when any man hath a running issue out of his flesh because of his issue, he is unclean. And this shall be his uncleanness in his issue, whether his flesh run with his issue, or his flesh be stopped from his issue. It is his uncleanness. Every bed whereon he lieth that hath the issue is unclean. And everything whereon he sitteth shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth his bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And he that sitteth on any thing whereon he sat that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And he that toucheth the flesh of him that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And if he that hath the issue spit upon him that is clean, then he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And what saddle soever he rides upon that hath the issue shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth anything that was under him shall be unclean until the evening. And he that beareth any of those things shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whomsoever he toucheth that hath the issue and hath not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And the vessel of earth that he toucheth which hath the issue shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. And when he that hath an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in running living water, and shall be clean. And on Yom HaShemini, on the eighth day, he shall take to him two turtle doves or two young pigeons and come lifne Yahuwah before the Yahweh to the Patach, the door of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the aggregation, and give them to HaKohen, to the Kohen, the priest. And HaKohen shall offer them one for a chataat, a sin, an akri, a lack offering, and the other for an ola, a burnt offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall make a kaper, an atonement for him, lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be, for his issue, his issue, his issue, his issue, his issue, his issue. And here, Chaburim, we're at the sixth. Here we have the sixth, the Sheishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Mitzorah, the Sheishi Aliyah, with Ish Kiyateis Eya Miyamenu Shikavata Zara, with Rahata Ba Mayim Et Kola Besaro, with Ameya Ada Ha Arev. Six Aliyah for this Shabbat Mitzorah. Here, picking up third book of Moses, Hebrew book Leviticus, Leviticus 15, at verse 16. And if any man's seed of copulation go out from him, then he shall wash all his flesh in water and be unclean until the even, until the evening. And every garment and every skin whereon is the seed of copulation shall be washed with water and be unclean until the even, the evening. The isha, the woman, also with whom man shall lie with seed of copulation, they shall both bathe themselves in water and be unclean until the even, the evening. And if a woman hath an issue, and her issue in her flesh be dam, be dem, be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever touches her shall be unclean until the even, the evening. And everything that she lieth upon in her separation shall be unclean. Everything also that she sitteth upon shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even, the evening. And whosoever toucheth anything that she sat upon shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And if it be on her bed or on anything whereon she sitteth, when he toucheth it, he shall be unclean until the even, the evening. And if any man lie sexually with her at all, and her flowers be upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days. And all the bed whereon he lieth shall be unclean. Unclean. And if a isha, if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, nida, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, nidat, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation. She shall be unclean. Every bed whereon she lieth all the days of her issue shall be to her as the bed of her separation. And whatsoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean as the uncleanness of her separation. And whosoever toucheth those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even, the evening. But if she be cleansed of her issue, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean, 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 be clean.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here, Habarim, here we come to the Shabi'i, 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 the seventh aliyah for Shabbat Mitzorah, here at verse 29, the seventh aliyah, the Shabi'i. Ubayom ha-shemini tikach laha sh'teya torim o shene bine yona v'hebiya otama illa ha kohena illa patach ohel moed. Here for the Shabi'i, the seventh aliyah. And on the eighth day, verse 29, and on the eighth day, she shall take to her two turtles, porim, or two young pigeons, yona, and bring them to HaKohen, to the patach, the door of the ohel moed, of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the aggregation. And HaKohen, the priest, shall offer one for a hata'at, a sin, an akri, a lack offering, and the other for a ola, a burnt, a holocaust offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall make a kater, an atonement, for her lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, for the issue of her uncleanness. And here we have the maftir, musaf, maftir reading right here at verse 31. With he azartem ma'eta b'nei Yisrael mia tumatama velo ya mutu b'tumatama b'tama'am eta mishkani asher b'tokam. Here for the maftir reading right here, verse 31. Thus shall ye all separate the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, from their uncleanness, that they die not in their uncleanness when they defile my tabernacle, when they defile the Mishakani, that is, B'tokam, among them. This is the law, direction, instruction of him that hath an issue, and of him whose seed goeth from him and is defiled therewith, and of her that is sick of her flowers, and of him that hath an issue, of the man and of the woman, and of him that lieth with her that is unclean.
Unclean, 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 unclean.
And here the fulfillment for this 28th sabbatical, this parsha. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Glory be to I and I Father, I and I King. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Amen. Amen. Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavuot Tov. Shavuot Tov. We're going to pick up right here, here, here. First day service, first day service.
Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher natan lanu Torat emet Vayeolam natei Vatokanu Baruch atah Yahweh Noten ha-Torah Sheina.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavua Tov. A good Shavua. Stay tuned, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
Yes, yes, yes. Haftarah, Brit Hadasha.
prophets reading, new covenant reading, and some reasoning. Coming forward for the first day service. Tune in, tune in, tune in. Shalom, chavarim, shalom.